I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 24th, 2023. The Ukraine thing is a real head scratcher. I mean, out in plain view, we've seen over the last several years that shadowy private and SOCOM forces from the NATO alliance have been creeping around in Ukraine and captured from time to time. Sent back and, you know, things like that. But, and that's not unique to Ukraine. We've seen that in the past couple of decades in a few places. And yet the American public seems to have an 8-second attention span, a goldfish attention span. I don't understand how. I mean, again, the thing that Anthony Sutton would get very worked up about was that we're being played. And the materiel that finds its way into the wrong hands, so to speak, which is, you know, a relative term. If you're playing a game and you have people, you're playing people off against each other, then maybe, you know, the wrong hands in one person's mind is the absolute right hands in another person's mind. It's a very Machiavellian game, I would say. And so, you know, you read, for example, in the NBC News story, where Putin's war stands a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. That is a complete inversion of reality. Again, you know, if you're gonna sort of truncate history and jump in after the provocation, great. Then, but you know, this is how this stuff works. So, right in the beginning, the story reads: only future generations, looking through the lens of history, will know the true effects and human cost of the Russia-Ukraine war, Europe's biggest land conflict since World War II. Yeah, that's true, but what lens? Because the lens that's being used in the West is clearly disingenuous. And you know, again, I mean, how many times have we seen in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, the conflict armament research report, for example, or in Syria, or, you know, wherever else, the so-called terrorists seem to be armed and equipped by the NATO alliance, the Gladio network. And, you know, whether they're using rifles stamped property of the United States government or driving Toyota pickups, this stuff just seems to keep happening. Or whether we leave billions of dollars in materiel parked in Afghanistan waiting for, you know, shadowy arms dealers to come in and divvy them up. It's astounding. And if we just keep offering our children up to this sacrifice, that seems like insanity. So, anyway, it's a difficult issue, though, because, you know, we are essentially held hostage in just about every way, every conceivable way by the military industrial complex. which is now the intelligence industrial complex and the surveillance industrial complex. It's, you know, all of the same kind of forces that are spying on folks. And if you know too much or say too much, we might just have to get you out of the way. If you're too disruptive to this well-oiled machine, then we might have to get rid of you. So at some point, at some level, you have to say, what's really going on here? Because I think the lines start to get really blurry between countries and frenemies at a certain level, which is why, you know, in the clip that we just played, for example, you know, we can flip-flop in an instant. Like we saw at the end of the Second World War. You know how we are cooperating with the Soviets and then all of a sudden, Cold War. What happened? Really? We can turn on a dime and suddenly foreign policy changes overnight? And then changes back. So, anyway, do you have any thoughts, Brian?
Yeah.
Comment?
I would just say, to tell the Jenna's son story accurately, he got swept up in the groupthink, the hive mind, and all of the technology, and we lost him. He would lie, cheat, and steal in order to maintain his techno-slavery. And again, you know, Lark needs to be credited. We lost him, but what are we supposed to do? Hope that he lives through it and doesn't come back a zombie. But meanwhile, I would just say we have an interest in what is true history. And John Levy has a 250,000 subscribers on YouTube. And about 6 months ago, he's in Utah, and he's pointing out that this whole biblical story of Moses appears as though the places on the map are all accurately portrayed. Utah is the Middle East, and it's called Judah to California. California spelled with a K, and he's citing a Kermeo Ahu, which we have lined up to have interviewed. He's currently in Costa Rica, but he is a inner city kid from Boston, and he's citing his work on this half-hour YouTube, Judah to California, John Levy. What if the biblical story is inaccurate, and we have some time to sift through this information? So that will conclude my comments for Open Line Fridays. Thanks so much, Chris.
Interesting. Thanks, Brian. Much appreciated, as always. All right, so before we jump back into other stuff, back to the phones, shall we? Tom in Utah, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Sorry about this shameless self-promotion, but Richard Kerry wants me to go on his show and discuss my position. And of course, I told him, I said, well, I have the science experience, and I also have, by my family's faith, make sure we're in compliance with the scripture, and I'm going to have fun taking you through my view of Romans 14. Anyway, So I invite you to listen and even be willing to call in and challenge me if you want to on that scripture and the other scriptures. I really love God because he seems to be consistent. In my 50 years experience initially in biology or pathology. At first, I was in compliance with the AMA, the what do you call it, the materialistic side. But then in the last 50 years, I've had to reevaluate my position. And, of course, right now my concern is the well-being of our statesmen that are listening. Mm-hmm. So I just invite you to take a peek in on Richard Carey's show. He wants me to debate Fred in Vancouver. I said, well, I don't debate. I just like to put out the facts and then let you figure it out. But anyway, so go into tominutah.com or .org or .us. And you'll see my experience. You know, the first 50 years of my life, I was on the AMA side. But the last 50, I'm on what I consider as the creator side.
All right. Duly noted.
Anyway, that's... By the way, my bloodline goes back to the Ukraine. It's really bizarre. On my mother's father's side, we're Ukrainian.
Interesting.
But then
fun
we
fact.
Go deeper back into Russia. In fact, my great-great-great-grandfather was a professor at the University of St. Petersburg. So I have an iron in this fire. And,
interesting fun fact.
Anyway, sorry for that self-promotion, but take a listen to Richard Carey this afternoon. And 12 o'clock, sorry.
All right.
I just barely got up.
Got it.
And go over Romans 14 and let's see what we can figure out.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Much appreciated, as always. Well, things. Let's see. A few weird stories. I don't know. You know, Robert Kiyosaki says the biggest crash of our lifetime is here. He keeps saying that. And, you know, these guys are not all wrong. The Agora financial contingent, if we could put it that way. In the, you know, just as a bit of Friday sort of levity, maybe evidence of, you know, people wandering off into, you know, the Grand Canyon, taking selfies kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't play into that whole narrative, but, you know, in the latest round of stupid is as stupid does, there's the story floating around this month, elk bites a kid's hand after parents encourage him to feed it at Rocky Mountain National Park. You know, it's bizarre what's happening. You know, people going to the parks and not understanding that these animals are wild, and to watch someone show up with a cell phone in a place like this and not understand that an animal that is that large could kill you or your child. I mean, if anything's child abuse, my goodness, to teach a child that wild animals are pets. You know, we used to laugh about that in Montana decades ago, but now apparently people are, I don't know. It's something that people, we've had too much suspension of disbelief, I think, that really it's not ignoring reality so much as just not really acknowledging reality exists. You know, Mike Cernovich, I think, wrote a thing. Remember what the title of that was, but something about the transition, reality versus, yeah, real and fake worlds. That's it, I think. Published on Valentine's Day, Real and Fake Worlds, Why the Trains are Failing. And it's an interesting post. We live in two worlds, he wrote, the real ones and the fake, the real and the fake ones. Money is fake or socially constructed, if that's how you prefer it. We've all agreed that these pieces of paper are these pieces of paper matter. And that's interesting because obviously, you know, the Federal Reserve System, I mean, it's the paper was originally a claim check. Like when you check your coat. You go somewhere, you check your coat. Here's your claim check for your coat. The paper used to be a claim check for actual money. And you used to see on that paper that it was redeemable, not for more paper, but for actual money, gold and silver. And when Nixon closed the gold window, 100 years after, to the day after Pike's letter to Mazzini, which, you know, the most prophetic letter never written, allegedly. From then on, we have not seen that the paper is redeemable. You can't redeem it for anything but like now. And so it has no value, as the Federal Reserve admits. It has purchasing power. So Cernovich writes, our agreement is strong enough that without money, you will die. Malaria is real. It will kill you. This isn't something we have to all agree on. Reality exists outside of our consciousness, whether we agree or not, shall we say. Get bit by a mosquito, die. You need fake money to solve real problems. For example, it costs money to produce, distribute, and acquire anti-malaria medication. Just ask Bill Gates, right? Most of the smartest people are going into the fake world because it's infinite. Airline pilot or train conductor is more important than Substacker. By the end of the year, if trends hold up, Cernovich writes, I'll be okay from this thing. That's not fair. It's not moral. It's not practical. It is what it is. People who go into finance have unlimited upside. Just ask the corporate raiders. Like Skull and Bonesman, Eddie Lampert, for example. Why then would people want to work real jobs, which require mental horsepower and college degrees, when they could work in the fake world of finance, sales, e-commerce? Now, anyway, he goes on. It's an interesting rant, though. And maybe just this last little bit. When you put the fake world ahead of the real world, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg worked in the fake world of Harvard and consulting. Consultants do not improve business outcomes. They exist as a way to give cover to an executive team by saying that the executive team's strategy is the correct one. This also means you can't fire the executives for failure because the consultants agreed it was the right move. And then he includes the clip, Buttigieg, so he asks the question, where do you suppose Mayor Pete's priorities are? And so Cernovich includes the Greg Price's tweet, which reads, Buttigieg made no mention of the Ohio train derailment while speaking at a conference this morning, but did find the time to say that there are too many white people who work construction. So... which is kind of like Joe Biden checking his watch and checking his watch and checking his watch, as some people have noticed and noted. So just to finish the thought, roads and train tracks can't get more real. Polluted water is as real as it gets. Racial identity politics are part of the fake world. We only get to fight over nonsense when infrastructure is strong enough to support our bloated selves. The country has decided that the fake world matters more than the real world. And we're encouraged to move that direction, right? If you go to the World Economic Forum, not that you should, but in the menu, they have, in the main menu, featured topics includes the metaverse. If that's not fake, the fake world, I don't know what is. Stick around, we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No
welcome back. I want to get to the Jesus Revolution thing in a minute, which is also absurd. So much absurdity. It's perfect for a Friday. Kind of like these other two stories. Let's see. Speaking of weather in Ukraine, Let's see, Ukraine first. White House announces new sanctions against Russia on invasion anniversary. Is that the 2000? Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry. That's, yeah, no, that was after. We truncated history. The sanctions will target actors tied to Russia's defense and technology industry, the country's future energy capabilities, and its metals and mining sector. So that's an interesting article over at Politico. And then speaking of the weather stuff, speaking directly to the what I was talking about earlier, despite rain, Southern California water restrictions stay. Why? So we got floods and droughts at the same time. Oh, my. Call it water whiplash as California recovers from one of the wettest months in recent history and, you know, not to mention the blizzard. The Colorado River is still dwindling toward dangerous lows. As a result, Southern Californians aren't sure whether to expect shortage or surplus in the year ahead. Though the state is snow-capped and soggy from a series of atmospheric river storms, the region remains under a drought emergency declaration from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. That includes mandatory water restrictions for about 6 million people in and around Los Angeles. So that's interesting. I'm sure Bill Gates would say, you know, if we could just get rid of some of those 6 million people, things would be better. They wouldn't have to use water all the time. I digress. Let's see. Real quick, so we can get on to the other, the ridiculous nonsense, a couple of things want to get to in a minute, but I saw this story over at Forbes. A psychologist teaches us how to resist the urge to save others, save, quote unquote, to save others. Many people come to therapy troubled by their inability to help someone in need. And, you know, some might say, well, but if you read the story in context, and what about, you know, you have said, Chris, that a wise man once said you should never do for others what they should do for themselves. Yes, but, you know, again, in context, you know, what's the sort of meta-level abstraction of this and the takeaway? I would say if we're going to paint with a broad brush, the takeaway is that, you know, we shouldn't help others. And that's sociopathic and Machiavellian, and that's not good. So, you know, does this feed into an effort to make us less compassionate for one another? You know, I hope not. But that's just my casual observation. The Alec Baldwin stuff. Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty in Rust shooting, can't drink alcohol or own a gun. That's the KTLA headline. And some interesting headlines. Fox News, Alec Baldwin sends message by skipping first court appearance. That I want to come back to that one in fatal arrest shooting. Legal expert. Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty. Insider emails show the prosecutor in Rust shooting privately admitted it was 100% wrong to upgrade charges against Alec Baldwin. That's interesting because of the Fox story we'll come back to. Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty to all charges in Rust case. But this one, Alec Baldwin sends message by skipping first court appearance in fatal Rust shooting. Legal expert. Lawyer who defended Harvey Weinstein says Baldwin was only charged because he's a celebrity. And I would go a step further, actually. Remember that Hulu commercial? You know, we're aliens, we're lizard people, scooping your brains out and eating them like Jell-O, or whatever it was. That was a Super Bowl commercial, what, about 10 years ago? And more recently, through the COVID shenanigans, Alec Baldwin was doing video conferences that were publicized with... Well, stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Quickly wrapping up, I still need to get back to the Prince Hall Mason discussion. You know, this week obviously marked the 58th anniversary of the passing of Malcolm X, the assassination of Malcolm X. Have you seen Death of a Prophet, starring Morgan Freeman as Malcolm X? Didn't John McAfee say that in his life story he wanted Morgan Freeman to play him? John McAfee said that. Anyway, if you've seen Death of a Prophet, you know, especially toward the end, you know, they're talking about G-men everywhere. Yeah, that guy, those guys, FBI guys, that guy's a CIA guy. We know that guy's a CIA guy. It's pretty interesting. And I think that dovetails with the conversation that Brian and I were having and my points about the Ukraine stuff, which is just the same old rinse and repeat stuff. I think it's interesting, you know, again, speaking of the Prince Hall Mason stuff, Ben Crump was, you know, there for the stuff at the, what do they call it? The Shabazz Auditorium now, I think. Anyway, more on that. I got to do that before we end the month. We'll do that next week. But back to the Alec Baldwin thing. Speaking of shadowy, spooky stuff. From the article, Fox News article, Alec Baldwin sends message by skipping first court appearance in fatal rust shooting. Legal expert, you may not be a fan of ambulance chasers for pedos, but bear with me. You know, the person in question here. Anyway, from the article, by waiving his first appearance in court, he's sending a signal that this is a case that really ought not to be taken seriously. Even though it is obviously an extremely serious case. He's facing a great deal of prison time, criminal defense attorney and former state prosecutor Duncan Levin told Fox News Digital. It's just a case that absolutely was overcharged in every way, quote unquote. Levin has previously served as the defense attorney for celebrities including Harvey Weinstein, Anna Delvey, and Claire Bronfman. So Weinstein and Bronfman are obviously names that listeners to this network are familiar with. Skipping ahead, this is a routine court proceeding in a case that is anything but routine, he continued. The case itself is insane from start to finish, and I think that everybody watching it is scratching their heads about why these charges are being brought in the first place. Levin, who is not involved in the case, further claimed that the prosecution would absolutely have not brought charges in this case if the defendant was someone other than Baldwin. And so obviously, I mean, I've said from the beginning, I think this goes much deeper. What exactly and why? I don't know. I think maybe an effort to keep Alec Baldwin in line. You kept you made your Faustian bargain. Now it's time to keep your Masonic oath is kind of the short version of how I would read the optics on the Alec Baldwin story. That's just my own conjecture. So it is what it is. I think we need to jump over to this other stuff. So let me see. There are a couple of clips that I think we should play. That's not it. If I can get myself figured out here. Pardon me. I thought I had this closer at hand. So we'll get to the Jesus Revolution stuff, which, I mean, now we'll do this. Well, now we'll do that second. We'll do that second. So let me just give you this. The CBN News article, Heaven Invades, or the story, CBN News, Heaven Invades Asbury, again, echoes of 1970 Jesus Revolution are already resounding. Been others, but you know, people have been talking about that. I have reserved comment. And so I'll give you some thoughts on that here now. But first, I want to do this. Let's see if we can skip to, where is that, right? About, we want Gordy. Himself. Okay. Jordan Robertson talking about, you know, it's so I won't give you the background. We'll skip that for now in the interest of time. And we'll do this. Maybe we'll have time for a lot of this. Maybe we won't. I found this curious. I just found this curious. So there's a gentleman. They tell the story. You know, the gentleman what is his name? You know, his father moves to the area. He owned, what did he own? Large church pastor in the 70s. Harold Rainwater? Yeah. He owned a dynamite restaurant. It's interesting. Anyway, he's telling the story, and he says at the end, talking about the kids, us old gray hairs, essentially, we need to, you know, get out of the way and let the young folks do their thing. Well, after he says that, Gordon Robertson had this to say. Go ahead, please.
For this to happen in your own home, in your own life, in your own church, in your own school, in your own neighborhood, in your own city, in your own state, in your own country, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, here's the key. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn away from their sin, isn't that wonderful? God will hear from heaven and he will heal their land. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus promised, if you hunger for it, if you thirst for it, you shall be filled. Now, I'm one of the old gray ones, and I've been in these meetings, and you just literally don't want to leave. It's absolutely wonderful. You're not there to hear a special teaching. You're not here to hear a special preacher.
Did you catch that?
You're here
So a couple of things. So in his reference to 2 Chronicles 7:14, if John in Tennessee were still with us here, he would definitely weigh in on this. Two things. When Gordon refers to 2 Chronicles 7:14, what's missing? Something's curiously missing. Prayer and seeking his face. How is he supposed to hear if we don't pray? He said, here's the key. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn away from their sin, isn't that wonderful? God will hear. How does he hear if we don't pray and we don't seek his face? That's interesting. And then the thing that really gets me is I'm one of the old gray ones. Now, obviously, to the casual observer, I'm reading way too far into this, but if you dive into the lineage of Gordon Robertson and, you know, I mean, the controversy of his father and of himself, I mean, he's looking more and more like one of those Lovecraftian kinds of things. As time goes on, maybe I'm reading into it, maybe I'm not. And of course, you know, it's hard not to think of Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. We should probably play a little bit of that too while we're at it. Why not? we're summoning these things, you know. So let's apologize for the expletive, but this is what he says. Let's see. How far back do we have to go? 2 minutes, about 2 minutes. So, let's see. Remember this, Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents Superintelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. And that was a Tech Vancouver talk back in 2017. But a significant portion of the talk had nothing to do with tech, really. It was a very theosophical, Lucius Trust kind of, you would think that you were at a Lucius Trust meeting or something like that. So from the 7 minute, 25 second mark in that video, about 2 minutes worth, to where he gets to the point that I'm making here. Go ahead, please.
AI is just like that. So when this thing that I'm talking about happens, it's going to be exactly the thing that you're thinking about those super intelligent AIs. So the one thing I can tell you is they're not going to be like us. So alien means, you know, different. These things that we're building are not going to be people. They might be really smart. They might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not going to be like us. They're going to be aliens. And they're going to be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room in ways that we can't even comprehend. So this, of course, triggers a lot of alarm. One of the guys who talks about this is Elon, who says things like this. Like, when you do this, beware. Because you think, just like the guy in the stories, that when you do this, you're going to put that little guy in a pentagram, and you're going to have your holy water out, and you're going to wave it at the thing, and by God, it's going to do exactly what you say, and not one thing more, but it never works out that way. So this is an attitude that some are having, this emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. But these words, demons, doesn't capture the essence of what's happening here. I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he exposed a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want. So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics and what's going to be in the healthcare plan in the U.S. And underneath it all is this rising tsunami that, if we're not careful, is going to wipe us all out.
All right. So, you know, maybe I'm reaching. Maybe I'm reaching. And I admit that. But again, knowing the history, just having eyes to see, ears to hear, being cautious, testing the spirits, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, enough about that. The coincidences, let's just do this real quick. And there's one other clip that we should play that is related loosely. But, you know, speaking of this, – let me just sort of cut to the chase. On the Asbury revival, I think it's interesting. There have been other, the university shut it down, right? Now that's interesting. That's an interesting fun fact. So there have been other revivals historically, but, you know, this harkens back to, I think, the 53rd anniversary of the big one in 1970, which is, uncanny. So you get the 1971, which just seems to coincidentally coincide with the release of the Jesus Revolution, filmed in Mobile, Alabama last year. So, you know, that's interesting, which stars Kelsey Grammer as Chuck Smith, Joel Courtney as Greg Laurie, and Jonathan Rumi of The Chosen Infamy as Lonnie Frisbee, of all people. Another amazing coincidence. Lots of amazing coincidences. So, incidentally, what do you think the unconscious sort of mental association of Jonathan Rumi as Lonnie Frisbee will do to fans of The Chosen, for example? How might it further warp their view of Jesus Christ? As a further aside, Calvary Chapel logo, have you ever seen a bird of peace, not a bird of prey, diving straight down out of the sky? The only time I've seen that is when the bird has been killed in flight. Nonetheless, I remain cautiously optimistic about the Asbury Park thing. I'm sure there are many young people and people in general who are genuinely being saved and revived in the Christian sense, but, you know, to allow for the benefit of doubt, I agree with folks like Alyssa Childers, Spencer Smith, Sean Christie, and, you know, many others who have expressed concern. And it's too soon to judge by the fruit. But, you know, I would say beyond that, I'm overwhelmingly of the overall opinion that it's all entirely part of the show. It's part of the ecumenical, charismatic kumbaya. There was the thing with Mark Wahlberg, too. Fox News just published this recently, too. This was 2 days ago. Mark Wahlberg says, "Faith is not popular in my industry, but he won't deny his." Father Stu, actor, speaks candidly about his blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they talk about how 200 expletives were cut out of the movie, which is like a head slapper, you know, forehead. What on earth are people taking this seriously from start to finish? You know, it's insane. You can go look at his list of movies, if you're not familiar, and see, ask yourself, how can he reconcile the movies he's made, including this one that was not family friendly by the movie rating association until they cleaned it up? Just think about that for a minute. And then, of course, there's the Catholic controversy and all of that. But it, you know, if you listen to him, he has a very ecumenical view. It's a very humanistic ecumenical view, which is not surprising. That's why I say it's all part of the ecumenical, charismatic kumbaya. And I imagine that people who go see the Jesus Revolution, it's just sort of a revival of the, you know, the hippy-dippy, trippy, you can be a Christian too, just ask Lonnie Frisbee, who was a, you know, LSD-tripping Timothy Leary MK-Ultra acolyte who died of AIDS in 1993. Homosexual also, obviously. So what is that going to do to people's view of, you know, Jonathan Rumi portraying Jesus Christ in The Chosen? I don't think any of this is a coincidence. There's one other bit. Maybe we'll save that. Actually, maybe we won't. Let me give you this deal here. Yeah. Just listen to this. Quick. So, I'm not a fan of CBN. They obviously, you know, would call them, you know, ecumenical controlled opposition, wrong on The Chosen and so many things. But this is a good segment featuring Gabriel Wrench in Moscow, Idaho. Situation that he faced, if you're not familiar, I mean, he's been all over mainstream news, but he, listen to what he says at the end when he's asked, you know, so what should we do? You know, what's the message? Go ahead, please.
This was the media and the good kind of media.
Well, Gabe, it's been an ordeal, and now it looks like you're getting at least a resolution. It looks like what you're hoping for. What in this whole saga, what are you kind of hoping the message is going forward? What do you hope you can tell people about it? What do you hope people take from it?
Yeah. You know, I think a couple things. For one, as Christians, we need to be more convicted about what the Bible teaches about worship, about gathering for church. And we need to be able to read the story better. We have, I think, for far too long, Christians have been too soft or too nice or too, they believe liberals too much. We always thought that there's a neutral ground that we can, you know, work towards and everyone could exist, you know, peacefully. But the liberals are out, they're out for blood. I mean, they want to force abortion down your state's throat. They want to force gay marriage down your state's throat. They want to force a mask on your children. They want to force, they're out for blood. They're trying to win a culture war. And Christians have been, I think, too passive about the culture war. We need to be far more convicted about the word of God in the public square than we are. And then I'd say lastly, the third thing is, you know, a little bit of courage begets courage. And you saw that with President Trump. You know, this president who, you know, is kind of all over the map. But the one thing he did do well was show courage and show how to fight. And maybe not all those fights were that good or well-planned or the right ones, but like he showed courage. And so we need to be more courageous with the truth of God's word and also the truth of the Constitution. Like if the church, I'm convinced, if the church never would have shut down this pandemic and all the lies that surrounded this pandemic never would have happened to the extent that it did. And so I want the church to be more courageous and be more concerned about what God's ordered them to do. And not so much concerned about what liberals are telling them, you know, at the city council level or even the governor level.
Well, Gabe, we appreciate you taking the time.
I think that's pretty much says it all. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Mike, sorry we missed you. Folks, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.